San Francisco's LGBTQ Pride celebration is one of the largest in the country. Visitors of all ages came from all over the world to experience one of San Francisco's biggest street parties of the year. Here are a few.
What brings you here?
Yeah, I just wanted to be here. I mean, it's the Pride. You have to be here.
I just want to show up and support.
Celebrating myself and our community.
A friend of mine is the state senator, Scott Wiener, so they asked us to march in the parade.
It was kind of random. Like, I just all of a sudden wanted to go here, so then I traveled from my home and then came here.
What brings me here, you know, is the love and the positivity. San Francisco is obviously a very diverse place. You know, I love it out here. The Pride Parade here is unmatched to anyone else that I've ever been to.
I've always wanted to go for like the past 3 years. We've been trying to come here together. And so now we finally got to be here. I'm so excited.
The parade went down Market Street to Civic Center, where the festivities continued well into the evening. The group Dykes on Bikes got the parade started. Dozens of colorful floats representing a variety of organizations from across the Bay Area followed along. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, State Senator Scott Wiener, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were among the elected officials taking part. The Pride celebration included free concerts and performances at Civic Center. Many participants said they came to enjoy the atmosphere, which they described as one of love, freedom, and togetherness.
My name is Nathan. I'm gay. Everyone is full of joy. Everyone's full of sparkles and glitter and everything in between. And so it's a very infectious energy because everyone's just sharing the love and happiness with each other.
My name is Nin. Oh, today it's like all about love, happiness towards each other, and it's so fun today. Oh my God.
My name is Adrian Quevedo. Oh, I think it's so euphoric to be 21 and to come experience life and to be accepted. I think it's such an amazing feeling to be in here.
This year's Pride celebration comes amid a backlash against LGBTQ rights in many other parts of the country. Nearly 500 anti-transgender and anti-drag laws are being pushed throughout the U.S. The majority were introduced this year.
My name is Margot, and I am here as a part of one of the booths that's promoting PrEP. Drag has always been inherently political, but I think especially now that there's so much more attention being paid to drag queens from the mainstream media, and there's so much targeted hate towards our community and towards trans people, that I think that now it's brought a different kind of energy to our community.
According to the Anti-Defamation League and GLAAD, a national LGBTQ organization, at least 356 incidents of anti-LGBTQ plus hate and extremism were tracked in the U.S. between June 2022 and April 2023. The groups recorded 101 anti-LGBTQ incidents in the first 3 weeks of this month. That's about twice as many as there were last June. Incidents were documented across 46 U.S. states and the District of Columbia, California, Florida, New York, and Texas, so the highest total number of incidents targeting the LGBTQ community. Many parade goers carried signs protesting the anti-LGBTQ laws and incidents around the country. O'Brienna was one of them.
My sign says only fragile egos fear equality. And that's the truth. Because if you're not going to let somebody be their self, you obviously have some insecurities in your own heart. Because I'm here, I get one life, I'm going to live my life how I want to live it. I'm not going to live it for nobody else. I'm not about to live it for you, him, or her. Because we're all equal at the end of the day. We all bleed the same color blood. It don't matter, you know. And on the back, my sign says, say their names. And it has about 50 names of people, LGBTQ, and plus hate crimes. People that have died representing what we're representing here today. So I'm here to put their names out there today, you know, give them the respect that they deserve.
Patty Hernandez drove from Los Angeles to San Francisco over the weekend to support her son Adrian. She said that she had met many young people at the Pride event who told her they had been rejected by their families.
I could be everybody's mom because what it matters is what they feel, what they think. You know, it's always loving themselves because the parents, they don't understand. They will never understand. But what else more important that we support them, you know? It's just like, to me, it's very important and more important for my son.
The LGBTQ community and allies celebrated all around the world this weekend with large parades in Mexico City, Paris, New York, and Chicago, among others. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Jean Martel.